This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
Oil is something lawmakers are thinking about. Today, the 114th Congress meets for the first time, and at the top of its agenda is the Keystone XL pipeline project. Republicans say they'll introduce new legislation today authorizing it. Then there will be hearings and debate later this week. Tim Fitzsimmons reports on the economics of the Keystone XL now that the price for a barrel of oil is half what it was a year ago.
The Keystone XL pipeline was proposed in 2008, and that year oil hit a peak price of over $140 a barrel. On Monday, oil traded below $50 a barrel. Carl Kirst, managing director at BMO Capital Markets, thinks the pipeline will get built because Canada's oil producers have so much invested in its completion.
These are oil majors with a very, very long-term oil outlook and commodity expectation and are not making, you know, shipping agreements basically on what they think the price of oil is going to be over the next 6 to 12 months, for instance.
But then again, few foresaw this collapse in the price of oil.
We're not short of crude. We're awash in crude.
That's Robert Bryce, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. He says the equation that has changed is how much oil can be pulled from the ground. The U.S. produces four times what it did in 2008, and that's thanks to fracking. So what's with the rush to make this pipeline?
The political significance of Keystone XL is now overshadowing its economic significance.
And it's the political question that gets taken up this week in Congress. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.